Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Yes, for all my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes, you have.
His goodness. We're being overtaken by his goodness. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn who we are and what we are. And it's in your word, Father God, that we learn what you would have us to do at such a time as this. I thank you, Father God, for our spirit is uniting with believers, having the same kind of characteristics as believers. We believe, Father God, that your word is going to stand no matter what. Heaven and earth have passed away. We know, Father God, that your word will last for eternity, because you and your word are the same. And I thank you for it. Thank you, Father God, for this broadcast. I pray, Father God, right now that as your word go forth, people are being perfected. True believers, those that are meek and humble, those that are what the word called meek, and they what Christ said that they was, and that we were to exalt them. Because the Bible declare and decree that whosoever exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. Father God, give us a humbling spirit today. Give us a spirit, Father God, that we can self-examine ourselves and evaluate ourselves and determine that, hey, we need to be a little bit more humble. Teach us, Father God, that you are Lord, and beside thee there is no other. Teach us, Father God, how to continue the fellowship with the Spirit, that because our source of wisdom come from the Spirit. I thank you, Father God, for the Lord giveth wisdom, the Bible says. And we know that the Holy Spirit guides and directs us. I thank you, Father God, that in the book of James, the first chapter and the fifth verse, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God and give it to all men, liberty, unbridled or not, and it shall be given to him. It's yours for the asking. You don't have to be jealous of nobody else. Just ask God for wisdom, his wisdom. And these and our blessings, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name. And for his sakes, we do pray. And everybody agreed, said amen and amen. Okay. We want to pick up where we left off yesterday. We're talking about the priesthood, because Christ is the minister of the new covenant, brothers and sisters. Got to get it, man. He's the minister of the new covenant. And if we don't do it today, we're going to show the contrast between the old. Well, we may just do that today. But Pastor had read a scripture yesterday. We left off on. I was trying to find it. And I'm going to ask her if she'll find that. If she'd be so kind to read that. I think it was in the book of Romans. Sure. Good afternoon, Pastor.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Amen. I want to say it was Hebrews 4.
Okay.
But
that may be it.
Okay. Get there. So we just, one second, see where that started. I started with the fourth chapter of Hebrews and verse 14. But you said you wanted to talk about the priesthood. Okay. Let's see here. Verse 14, reading from the King James. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. the 15th verse, but we have not a high priest which cannot touch with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask you to read it out, one of those translations. I forget which one you read it out of. But listen, brothers and sisters, that scripture right there tells you that you have a high priest. That's what that says. And you got to go before the throne of God. That's not a building. That's not inside a building. That's not what that is. So it's important that we remember that. I'm asking Pastor, she'd be so kind to read. You'd be so kind, Pastor, to read it out of the Messenger Bible. You have that?
Yes, Pastor, I have that. So from the Message by Hebrews 4:14-16, now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest, with ready access to God, let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. Amen.
Amen. Now, for those that know anything about the priesthood, there was always a mercy. Maybe I should just describe. Maybe one day I'll just describe the whole what Moses saw, and how God wanted the sanctuary built. Maybe I'll get into that one day. But today, I want to start focusing in on the high priest, his job, his purpose. First of all, know that Christ's priesthood is forever. There is no beginning, there is no end. So as high priest, his priesthood is forever. In Hebrews 2:17, even though God did this, he did this so that we could have eternal salvation. So when we read, we're going to start with Christ's priesthood. I'm kind of going to show you that. Well, I think I'm going to go back. I'm going to read Hebrews 2:17 first, then we're going to go back. It says, wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. Y'all underline that now. These things were pertaining to God. Man high priest was things of the world, pertaining to things that was tangible. It wasn't spiritual. But it says a merciful and high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. That's why he had to enter into every detail of human life. Then, when he came before God as high priest to get rid of the people's sins, he would have already experienced it all himself, all the pain, all the testing, and would be able to help where help was needed. Amen.
Now, I want to tell you, there's a lot of high priests. I'm not going to go through them all, and I'm not going to so much teach on high priests as much as I'm going to teach on Christ as a high priest. But I feel somewhat, and it has nothing to do with feeling, but I'm thinking that we need to kind of go do a little background for those that won't study, for those that won't get into the Word of God and learn what the priesthood is about. But over in John 18, we ain't going to read it all, 18:19 through the 40th verse, you can find the story there. And a lot of people, they teach about how Peter denied, but it's more to that than Peter denied. The thing I want to show you that Christ, they recognized Christ as the high priest. They knew it. So the high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. And Jesus answered him, I speak openly to the world. I never taught in the synagogue. Isn't that interesting? That when his ministry, and neither should it be ours. And he says, I never taught in the synagogue and in the temple. But Jews always resource and in secret. See, they get behind closed doors, like a lot of these people do. They get behind closed doors in their church building, and they teach in secret. He said, I've said nothing. Why ask thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, know what I said.
Amen. And you read how far, Pastor?
Let me see. I think I read to the, I read 19 through the, let's see. I just stopped my page. I lost my page.
I can read 19 through 21. Okay. Okay. This is John 18, 19 through 21 from the Message Bible. Ananias interrogated Jesus regarding his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered, I've spoken openly in public. I've taught regularly in meeting places and the temple where the Jews all come together. Everything has been out in the open. I've said nothing in secret. So why are you treating me like a conspirator? Question those who have been listening to me. They know well what I have said. My teachings have all been overboard. Amen.
And,
all right.
And what Jesus was teaching about the kingdom of God that was coming, but they knew he had a different doctrine, which they had. If they don't know nothing, they knew that Christ had a different doctrine. So the chief, the high priest, Ananias, he asked, what you learn on in the story that, even though it was a cold day, they was inside. They had a fire. They had a fire outside. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. But that's not what's important. What's important is Jesus said, now, I've taught in the synagogue. I've taught in public places. I've been open with the people. They all know. I ain't tried to hide nothing about who I am and what I am. But he couldn't be the high priest. That's what I meant a while ago. He couldn't teach as a high priest because that was not his office. His office was in heaven, okay? And the next scripture, the pastor, will you find this for me in the King James? It is Hebrews 3:1-4.
Okay.
I think that's what I'm looking for. Now,
is Hebrews 3 and 1.
Okay.
And
Hebrews 14. My notes run together, people, so I got to write stuff down so fast, so bear with me here. Read Hebrews 3, 1, though, Pastor, and I'll go
okay.
to it.
All right. Then the King James, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Amen.
So, you can read out the Messenger Bible, too, because I want people to hear who and what he is the high priest over. Because, see, when we get in doing the comparison, you need to know he's spiritual. His high priest is about being spiritual. Or his role as high priest, I should say.
So I can read this in the Message Bible, Pastor?
Please.
Okay. It says, so, my dear Christian friends, companions, in following this call to the heights, take a good hard look at Jesus. He's the centerpiece of everything we believe, faithful in everything God gave him to do. Amen.
He is the high priest of our confession, brothers and sisters. That's what he is. And he been I think Pastor read that earlier, where he had been touched with our feelings, with our infirmity. So he know it all, but the seeing part. That's the part he don't do, okay? Over in Hebrews, I want to say it's 14 and 15. Now we read that one, so it wasn't there. It must have been. Y'all with me this morning. I've been running, man. I'm not making excuses, but stay there with me mm-hmm. for a second.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5:5-10.
Maybe that's where I was at. Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5, because that was Hebrews 4. So it must be Hebrews 5. Got to know that we got a high priest in 5. See how far you want to read there. Well, you can read from 5:4-6, but I want to focus in on 5. It says, so also Christ glorified not himself to be made in high priest. Yeah. Not to be made in high priest. Made in high priest, but that he said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Neither did Christ presume to be himself up as high priest, but was set apart by the one who said to him, you're my son, today I celebrate you. Amen.
So that we understand this, no one could take this honor for himself. Instead, God called him as he also had called Aaron. So Christ did not take the glory of being the chief high priest for himself. Instead, the glory was given to him by the Father, who
mm-hmm.
said,
Amen.
Here's what I want you to do, son. Today have I begotten thee. What the Father did.
Mm-hmm.
God did. And then he told him, said, now, you're going to be after the order of Melchizedek. That's your priesthood. There is no beginning and there is no ending. And Christ was born a priest. That's what he was born. He was born a priest.
All right.
He became high priest when he was exalted to at the right-hand side of the Father. Another story I want to share. Then next week, we're going to talk the difference. Maybe tomorrow, whenever the Lord say, we'll talk the difference. But I'd like for us to read Hebrews 10. Well, actually, when we was reading, we should have just read all the way through the 10th verse, being led to do that, because it where it talks about after the order of Melchizedek.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He offered up supplication and strong crying and tears for the people. Well, we're talking about Christ's priesthood, okay? And he does the same thing. So when you guys get a chance, read from the 5th verse through the 10th verse, okay? And in that book, then I can just move on from there and go to Hebrews 6 and 20. Hebrews 6 and 20. And all I'm establishing is Christ's priesthood is now, brothers and sisters. It's now. It's right now. excuse me. 20 says, rather their forerunner is for an entering, even Jesus made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. It was a forever priesthood.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, it's an unbreakable spiritual reaching past all appearance right to the very presence of God, where Jesus, running on ahead of us, has taken up his permanent post as high priest for us in the order of Melchizedek. Amen.
Yeah. So, well, what you do? Read about Melchizedek. Find out about it. Know that he had no beginning, and he has no end.
Yeah. Amen.
That's important, brothers and sisters. If you want to understand why God is having me direct true believers to the heavenly sanctuary, this is going to be part of that. This is part of that. I'll tell you that right now. So when we read Hebrews, I guess we'll read 7 and 26. But we read 28 too. 7. I'm thinking about backing back, but 20, we'll read 26 through 28. For such an high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sin, and made higher than the heavens, who needed not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sin and then for the people. For this he did once when he had offered up himself. For the law maketh man a high priest, which have infirmities. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, made the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. From the Message Bible, So now we have a high priest who perfectly fits our needs, completely holy, uncompromised by sin, with authority extending as high as God's presence in heaven itself. Unlike other high priests, he doesn't have to offer sacrifices for his own sins every day before he can get around to us and our sins. He's done it once and for all, offered up himself as the sacrifice. The law appoints as high priests men who are never able to get the job done right. But this intervening command of God, which came later, appoints the Son, who is absolutely, eternally perfect. Amen.
Amen. You know, the Spirit tells me we're going to camp out right here. See, you got to know, man. And if we start tomorrow, whenever, but you got to know this. You got to know the high priest job, the difference between the high priest then and the high and Christ as our high priest.
Amen.
He have an unchanging or unchangeable high priest, a priesthood. Christ, man, priesthood would change. And when they would change, the laws would change. Christ's priesthood is unchangeable. But we're going to put a
Amen.
Pin right there, and we're going to pick it up. I'm making a note. This is what we're going to pick it up at. Right here, that Hebrews 7. And y'all get a chance to read this. Hebrews 7. And we'll start with maybe the 25th and read down through the 28th. Okay? But go before then. And read much as you can about the priesthood so that when I'm talking, you have a clear understanding of why it's so important that we worship God the way he tells us to worship him, okay? Anyone have any comments, anything they want to share? Anything they want to share at all?
I just wanted to read those verses from the New Living Translation, Pastor.
Okay.
Hebrews 7:26-28. It says, he is the kind of high priest we need because he is holy and blameless, unstained by sin. He has been set apart from sinners and has been given the highest place of honor in heaven. Unlike those other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices every day. They did this for their own sins first, and then for the sins of the people. But Jesus did this once for all when he offered himself as the sacrifice for the people's sins. The law appointed high priests who were limited by human weaknesses. But after the law was given, God appointed his Son with an oath, and his Son has been made perfect high priest forever. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. You have any comments?
I'm thankful that Christ is our high priest. Amen. And he took the sins of us all. Now we have no more sins. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. See, this had to become as real as when they would come up there once a year and offer their, this had to become that real. They would offer the blood of an animal. Like I said, we'll get into it tomorrow. And that was real to them. They felt confident. They knew that they were good for a whole year.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Thank y'all so much, especially you, Pastor.
Thank you.